Can teens be trusted to report truthfully on a scientific study? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jessica Fish, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Texas at Austin, examines whether the stigma of mischievous teens is true or false.
Teens are mischievous and not to be trusted. You've probably heard the trope before. You may even believe it yourself. But recently, adolescent researchers have started to worry that youth might be warping our trust of scientific results. Based on this idea, a 2014 study challenged 2 decades of research on the health and well-being of lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth. The data called into question the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent to Adult Health, or ADHealth, was the first U.S. national study to include questions of same-sex attraction and thus launch the current body of science that documents mental health risk for gay youth. In their controversial article, the authors argued that findings related to elevated rates of poor mental health, greater substance use, strained parental relationships, and lack of school belonging among LGB youth may in fact be due to some youth responding mischievously to these and other items related to same-sex attraction. If true, these false reports would overestimate or even invalidate findings related to elevated risk for LGB youth. In a new study, a co-author and I used 2 previously published measures of mischievous reporting that included comparing youth's responses to those of their parents and calculating the statistical likelihood of 10 low-frequency and unlikely responses. Like previous studies, we discovered that less than 2% of youth in the AdHealth data could be classified as mischievous. We also found that LGB youth were no more likely than heterosexual youth to be mischievous. More importantly, we tested whether accounting for this mischief altered long-standing conclusions of LGB youth health and well-being. Findings indicated that even when accounting for mischief, the elevated risk for LGB youth remained. The implications of our findings are critical. The evidence of important health disparities are real, and we need continued attention from researchers, policymakers, educators, and families to inform programs, policies, and practices that promote LGB youth health.
That was Jessica Fish of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.